Hear it. It's okay. Where'd the volume go? Oh, it's just
wait, stay. Say you hate it.
Line one. On. Okay, you recording?
I don't wanna walk around with it. know about you, but I am getting sick and tired of running from predators.
You know what I'm sick and tired of, Harry? I'm sick and tired of having
to get away. Oh, is that totally blown out? Was that the radio?
Yeah.
Sick and tired of having
nobody. It's fine. Thanks.
Sad Tuesdays on K-Chung Radio. My name is Calvin, and Mark, as always, is joining me tonight. Lots of stuff going on this past couple months, past couple weeks. Haven't really had a chance to talk about it because Mark has just been hogging the ones and twos a lot lately. Let's see, where should we start? Lots going on. You know, I just turned 29. Just bumming a lot on that. Reevaluating, reviewing every choice I've made in my entire life. That's been fun to do the last 2 months. It's been really draining. I wanted to talk about, I made an art trade with someone recently, or at least I was trying to make an art trade, and I don't want to say who this person is, so let's just call them, Mr. E. So Mr. E and I, we don't know each other very well, but, they put me in a show a while back, and it was a good show, and I was very grateful for that. So they get in touch with me on the Facebook, saying, "Hey, you wanna make a trade? Let's make a trade. You send me something, you send me something, I'll send you something." So you know, I think to myself, "Well, I'm a nice guy. I want to be a nice guy. This person's nice. They're putting themselves out there. I should trade with them." So I agree to the trade. She sets a date that you got to send the work out by, and you know, I'm trying to be a good guy, trying to do the right thing. I send this collage out on time to her, and it's this piece that I care about. It's a good piece. It's a collage I made a couple years back. It's kind of raunchy, kind of freaky, but you know, I like it. I like having it around. So I send this out. You know, thinking everything's just gonna be just fine. But then 4 months go by, and I still haven't gotten my part of the trade yet. And during these 4 months, I've been messaging Mr. E every couple weeks, just checking in. "Hey, how's it going? Do you have my piece? You know, where's the piece? Have you sent it out yet? Oh, you know, just want to make sure you have my address, blah, blah, blah." Just trying to be nice, trying to be a polite person, even though this is just going on for months and months and months. And the only replies I'm getting are, "Oh, yeah, I'll send it out this week. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, I'll send it out. Don't worry about it." Same every month, same thing. "Hey, where is it?" "No, don't worry, I'll send it out." So finally, what do we get? We got June, July, August, September. September, still haven't gotten the collage. And end of September, still haven't gotten the trade back. So I'm fed up. I decide, you know what? I just want my collage back now. I don't want her piece. If I get it, all I'm gonna think about is this freaking ordeal between us of me asking her when she's gonna send it and her saying she's gonna send it, but not. I don't want the piece anymore. But I still want to be polite and understanding. So I just send her a message. Whoever it is, Mr. E, send it a message. Just let him know, hey, it seems like you're having a hard time sending this work out. Why don't you just send my piece back? And when you're ready, we can do a studio visit and have a trade. That seems like a fair thing to do, right? So I send that out, and luckily she doesn't freak out about it. She goes, okay, sure, I'll send the piece back this week. Lo and behold, a week later, I get a package in the mail. I can't believe it. My collage is finally back in my hands. Open up the package and come to find it's not my collage, it's a piece by Mr. E. So, by this point, this is like 5 months in. I don't have much energy left, so I give up. I think to myself, okay, maybe, maybe they were trying to do the right thing. They thought they were doing the right thing by, finally sending their work back and, instead of just giving my piece back. So I let it go. Don't message them back. Just forget about it. I didn't like the piece. I didn't want the piece. I just put it in a box underneath some shit and let it fester. So then what, like 2 more months go by, and I get a message this morning from this person with a photo of my collage asking what it is that I got in the mail from them. So basically what they sent me was a mistake. So my original thought of like, oh, maybe they're trying to do the right thing was wrong. And really they were just too dumb to tell the difference between a really raunchy porn collage and some wispy little fucking abstract print. So I get the message, and going through this whole freaking thing in my head, how much I hate this person and just want them out of my life. And I sent him a message and I let loose. I finally let loose. Six months of pent up aggression. I let loose on the Facebook message. I couldn't help myself. And I basically tell her that this is fucking bullshit, that all I want is for this to end and for her to send my fucking collage back. I don't want her piece. I just want my collage back, please. So I send this to her, and what you would expect as a reply would just be like, oh, I'm so sorry, like my bad, I'm a dummy. But what do I get instead is, oh, what's up with the attitude? What's up with your attitude, man? You don't have to act like that. Yes, I do. I have every right to have this attitude of being pissed off at you, you fucking person. And I'm sure this goes for every type of group, job, and life, but there are so many idiots in this world that I feel like I constantly have to put up with. It's getting really tiring. And then when you try and call them out on it, you feel like a dick. Sad Tuesdays.
Thank you.
Calvin. Okay, I've calmed down a little bit after that rant. I'm feeling just a little bit better about everything. Just wanted to mention what you've been listening to. Right now we're listening to How It Was by Andy Stott off his new record, Faith in Strangers. I'm a big fan of this dude. The new album is really great. This song was really awesome. I've been listening to it a lot in my car and getting angry at other drivers on the road. Before that, we had a kind of like mini sort of remix, refix thing of a Licky Lee song called Sleeping Alone off her whatever the new album is. And before that, we had this really great song by Theo Parrish. Let me just get the song name right because it's so awesome. The song is called Love is War for Miles, and that's the song I was doing a pretty major rant over. Theo Parrish, Love is War for Miles. Before that, we had Clark with Everlane off his new album, Clark, and I started off the set with I Don't Want to Walk Around with You by the Ramones, and yeah, I don't want to walk around with any of you.
corrupt people. Checking out the race. Doing what I'm doing. Feeling out of place. Walking, walking in the rain. Feeling like a woman, looking like a man, sounding like a no-no, making when I can, whistling in the darkness, shining in the light, coming to a conclusion, right is might. Is tight. Walking, walking in the rain. Come in all you jesters, enter all you fools. Sit down, no, no. Fantastic. Dance the swivel hips. Coming to conclusion. Button up your lips. Walking, walking in the rain. Walking, walking in the rain.
Tuned in to Sad Tuesdays, K-Chan Radio, live in Chinatown. Hope you're enjoying yourselves. I'm not. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like I have slightly more positive.
Sometimes I'm positive, sometimes I'm not. I just wanted to talk about how I went and saw Dumb and Dumber 2 in theaters the other night with my friend Matt Gross, who should be here, but isn't. We went and saw Dumb and Dumber 2 at Five Star Theaters in Glendale. Highly recommend it if you want to pay $20 for a movie ticket. We didn't know we were going to some fancy theater, but we did. And they had a bar and a restaurant. And I was hungry. I was really hungry. And, you know, it was expensive. It was like $12, $15. But I was like, you know what? I'm hungry. Like, and I want to eat good. Like, there's some healthy stuff on this menu. Like, I'm going to order some food and watch Dumb and Dumber 2 and drink a beer. So I ordered the roasted turkey wrap. The roasted turkey wrap from the five-star movie theater restaurant. $12.50, and it fucking sucked. The beer was okay. So, all in all, Matt and I, we each spent $50 to see Dumb and Dumber 2. And yes, it was amazing. Now who's dumb?
We'll be right back.
Tune in to Sad Tuesdays.
I'm so deep. see now, don't be a stranger. It really don't matter to me. I'd be willing to wager that it don't matter much if we keep in touch. Before I hit the town, nightlife critters, they scurry to that sultry smoky sound. Oh, now the sun is going down. They say now, don't be a stranger. Hell, it really don't matter to me. I'd be willing to wager that it don't matter much if we keep in touch. Don't matter much if I got us.
Hey everybody, you're tuned in to Sad Tuesdays. Once again, I am Calvin. Mark is with me. Mark says hi, he's over there. Okay, I'll beam you up. Let's beam you up. Oh, wait, what's that sound? Ooh, that is weird. Nobody likes that sound. So, how's it going? Hi.
Welcome to Sad, or not welcome, this show already started. Sad Tuesdays.
KChungRadio.org, 1630 AM, Chinatown. So, I...
That was really intense what you were talking about before. It sounds like you might, I don't know, if I was you, I'd probably... It sounded like a lot of anger for... fairly minor incident. Have you ever seen a therapist?
I have, yes. Yes, for something very similar to the situation.
Would you ever go back?
To a therapist? Yeah, I would love to, actually. I've been thinking about it a lot.
I've been thinking about it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, actually, I need someone to talk
there's
to.
There's a lot of people in my life that have recommended doing that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No one's ever recommended me to.
Yeah, well,
I just
did.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right. Shit. Yeah.
Listen, Calvin.
Yeah. I need help. I need help big time. I really need help.
Calvin.
Yeah, it's all.
Say, cheer up, Mom.
Yeah. Hey, everything's okay. What's there to be down about? The sun is shining. Yeah, I guess. You know, my life still sucks.
Yeah. So we were talking when you finished your sad story about what you really wanted to talk about.
Oh,
you
just
want to talk about that?
Well, it's. I think we need to just dedicate a show to just. Yeah, I mean, we should have. You know, we. Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about the fact that this is the last show of the year. You know, I mean, there's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
You know, a lot to talk about, and you know, maybe we should think about, you know, when we come back after the new year. Yeah, having
doing
a 1 hour powwow.
2014 wrap up of all the things.
Yes. 2014 worst of. Yes. No. No, but well, I think that's a really good idea. Actually, we should do that. I was going to say about that. I mean, the thing that I want to talk about is like it's just broad. It's like I was telling Krista the other day, and
Krista's
my fiance. So I, you know, there's some good things going on in my life. But anyways,
you have good health.
Physically, I do.
Mentally is in question.
Yeah, my mental health is really dwindling. But all that is to say is I just feel this general malaise in my life.
I wanted to say
It's I think it's like a miasma, like just a haze of shit.
Somebody needs to break out their dictionary.
Just a haze. Yeah. It's a miasma. Miasma is like a cloud of like bad stuff.
Oh, I thought miasma was what Burma used to be.
No, it's not Myanmar, dude. It's definitely not Myanmar. It's miasma.
I live in miasma.
Yeah, I live in a permanent state of miasma these days. So we'll dedicate an episode. Yeah, we'll dedicate an episode. Okay. Okay. Didn't forget about you guys, all you song listeners out there. Just figure you might want to know what you've been listening to. Right now we're playing a really great song by Faulty DL off his new album In the Wild called Frontin', Don't Front. Before that we had Traxman with Sit Yourself Down off the really awesome compilation Next Life on Hyperdub. Shout out to Tech Life. Before that, The Replacements with Nightclub Jitters. Love that song. Before that, a really great song by John Talibot, with So Will Be Now featuring Pino. Really love that song. Really love the album. Finn, highly recommend it. Get it. Before that, Jam City with Club Vans Dub. And, before that, Flash in the Pan with Walking in the Rain. That was like made in the late 70s. Kind of crazy. And before that, Lap of Lux with, Flower.
Fronting on some bullshit in the beginning, fuck that. Fronting on some bullshit in the beginning, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that. Shit.
Creeping in, and it's all.
Well, that's about it for me here at Sad Tuesdays on K-Chung Radio, live in Chinatown, 1630 AM, kchungradio.org. Calvin is here. Mark is here. Thanks again, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, and we got Dab City coming up next. Stay tuned.